We're going to have a performance today, live in studio. We're going to have a couple discussions about some things going on tonight. We're going to talk about the Massachusetts Disaster Benefit. Benny's going to tell you more about that later, and Casey as well. Expecting Amber Ladd in the studio today for an acoustic set, so that should be a fun time.
Wow.
She's one of my good friends, and she will be my first live performer in studio.
Wow, that's a real treat.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
This will be fun. I'm having fun with this, and I hope everybody else has a good time too. We'll jump into a quick little musical break, and when we come back, we'll tell you more. Oh, thank you for tuning in. UnregularRadio.com.
You can hear, like, everybody out in the hallway in the mix.
Yeah, please. That was the smoothest intro I've ever done.
That's because it's you and me.
It is. It's true.
We have amazing energy. I've said this time and time again. How's the sponsorship going with the good vibes?
Going good. I think this is
you know, his birthday is today, right? Jerry Garcia.
Oh, shit.
We've been 60 years. That was my whole thing last night. I was talking about how you're not going to be charitable with Jerry.
Take a bite of my bad girl meat.
Take a bite of me.
some may you take.
Let me see a man.
Got no direction.
No direction.
I need direction.
Just got my bam. Take a bite of my bad boom.
Take a bite of me, boy.
So may you take.
The truth is sexy.
Tell me something that'll save me. I need a man on it's alright.
Just tell me when it's alright.
Tell me something that'll change me. I'm gonna love you with my hands tied. Show me your teeth.
Just tell me when.
Show me your teeth.
Open your mouth, boy.
Show me your teeth.
Show me what you got.
Show me your teeth. Got no salvation.
No salvation. Got no salvation.
Got no religion.
No religion. My religion is you.
Take a bite of my bad girl mix.
Take a bite of my boy.
Show me your teeth.
I'm a tough bitch.
Got my addictions.
My addictions.
Now I love to fix them.
No one's perfect.
Take a bite of my bad girl mix.
But I'm not a bad girl.
Show me your teeth.
I just need a little guidance.
Tell me something that'll save me. I need a man who makes me alright.
Just tell me when it's alright.
Tell me something that'll change me. I'm gonna love you with my hands tied. Show me your teeth.
Just tell me when.
Show me your teeth.
Open your mouth, boy.
Show me your teeth.
Show me what you got.
Show me your teeth. Show me your teeth. How?
My religion is you. My religion is you.
Show me your teeth.
It's not how big, it's how mean.
Oh.
It's not how big.
Oh.
It's how mean.
Show me your teeth.
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 I'm looking for a brand new place.
to Three Strange Women on unregularradio.com. I'm your host, Miss Jackie, joined in the studio today by Benny.
Hello, welcome back.
Thank you, welcome, welcome everyone. Also joined by Amber Ladd.
Yo, what's up?
Hi, my darling. So good to see you today.
It's wonderful to be here.
And of course, KC.
Yeah, it was late. Sorry. I was having a social networking geek out. Anybody who knows me knows I love social networking, the online bits. I kind of geeked out for a bit, so I apologize for being late.
It's all good. It's all good. You got to take care of your business. That's what this is all about. It's a business.
Yeah, right, business.
Business, man. So, Three Strange Women today. August 1st. Happy August, everyone.
Happy August.
Yay.
It's like the height of the summer right now. This is good.
It's gorgeous out. It's beautiful. It's absolutely
today's
gorgeous.
The day for sure.
Yeah, it is. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. It's nice.
Yeah. It's nice. And there's some gorgeous things going on today.
There
I
is.
Think.
What better way to start your August than with some awesome live music and a benefit?
Yeah, I know, right? You're giving to others the first day of the month. You're paying it forward all month. I mean, what kind of great scheme is that, right?
I mean, that's the way to go, right?
Right.
Kick off the month with a bang.
Right. Right.
Yep.
Come on.
So, Benny or KC, why don't you tell me a little bit about this benefit happening tonight?
Oh, there's a benefit. That's right.
Give
that's
me a quick.
Oh man. Yeah.
All right.
Give me a quick little explanation.
Well, Benny has taken the time and the wherewithal to put together a benefit Wonder Bar this evening. It's going to be the Allstonians, Dub Down featuring Scotch Bonnet Band, Dub Apocalypse with members of John Brown's Body and Morphine, and DJ Dutchmaster, all hosted and emceed by Mr. Benny Tucker across the table here. We're going to start at 8:30 sharp tonight. Music starts at 9. It is going to be a rip-roaring, bitchin' good time. I never use the word bitchin'. I hate the word bitchin'. except when it describes an actual bitchin' good time.
It's an actual bitchin' good time.
Fucking amazing.
It's a certain level of excellence.
Yeah.
Bitching is the supreme mark that you can give.
Yeah, I mean, when it's so amazing that people kind of complain about it. They're just like, oh man, that show was awesome.
It hurt me.
I'm not going to be able to match that up. I'm not going to have a show that's this amazing for the next month. What am I going to do? What am I going to do with myself?
This can't be matched. This is insane.
No, it can't be. Like, people are going to come to this show and get so stoked about being at this show and love it so much, and then they're going to leave and be like, why can't I have this show every week?
Well, the best part is you can have bits and pieces of it a couple times a week. At Bull McCabe's, I've been seeing Dub Apocalypse on Sundays and Dub Down on Thursdays.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great time.
Yeah, it is.
This is going to be my first time seeing the Allstonians, though. This should be...
Yeah, I've heard it's my first time, too.
Awesome, awesome things about them.
They're
this is my
fast.
First time for all the bands, you guys. I'm, like, exploding with excitement.
Oh,
I've
dude,
heard recorded
we're
going
to de-virginize you to the awesome dub around Boston.
Roughly, I hope.
Roughly, yeah. Uh-huh.
Let's do it! Yeah. I'm so excited for tonight.
I am as well. We've got... Yeah, like we said, you know, in the beginning, what we're doing is volunteering our lives and our evenings tonight to support other residents of Massachusetts and people that were affected by the tornadoes back on June 1st. You know, that night that it happened, I was on my way to a show. I was on my way to the first night of the My Secret Boston residency at church,
yeah,
put on by
that.
Jeff Wallace.
Yeah.
Remember that night, Casey?
I remember that night very well.
I got on my bike and I rode from my house in Oak Square in Brighton and rode to the Fenway, and I got to Kenmore Square. And, you know, the sky was all orange and purple, and it was already nighttime. It was insane. And then it just opened up, drenched me, came right down. It was like Moby Dick came up out of the water and splashed down next to me. I was so
it was
wet.
Brutal.
I got over to the venue. I was like, this is bad, and we're not even getting it that bad. The folks out west were getting hammered all day long.
I was here in the studio when that happened. It was grassroots radio night, and I'm sitting here and we're watching the videos of all of these tornadoes, and I'm like, oh my God, like that's scary. That's close to home, dude. That's not...
Yeah, so that night I was hanging out with Casey, and Casey does all kinds of this great benefit work around town. And I was hanging out with Jeff from My Secret Boston. I was like, we got to do a benefit show for the people out there because this is bad news bears.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, like, I've seen pictures. I've driven out through that area. It's just like someone came along with a massive chainsaw and just chopped down all the trees in a row along the pike. You know, and there's people's houses in the way and people are displaced. So, you know, I got I got it in my head. I was like, well, what brings people together? Reggae music.
Music, yes.
If you want to get a bunch of people together to have a good time, put on some rage and reggae music, and, you know, people just get up and dance and love it and love to come out and have fun. You know, it doesn't matter what the song is. It's the groove, right?
Yeah, I mean, even I've been known to dance to reggae music.
I've seen you, and you don't dance much.
I don't. I'm like a refrigerator on the dance floor. I mean, see, I love music, so I'll get up there, and I'll be right up there in front. I'll be watching it. I'm like, yeah, I'm really into it, but I'm just standing stock still. I don't know what to do with myself.
Like, someday, right. Can I dress you up in a big cardboard box as a refrigerator, please?
I don't need it.
I'll bring the duct tape. We'll use it. We'll get it done. Casey might, you know what? I got an extra box, some duct tape. Let's make you into a refrigerator tonight.
Well, I got to help with sound. Like, if Lucas will let me go, I'll be the refrigerator on the dance floor. Oh, yeah. I have no problem with that.
The one and only Lucas Lejeune volunteering his time tonight.
Yeah, he's volunteering his time and his PA, right?
Yeah, and his PA. It's absolutely killer. We got, you know, after I get off the show, I got to beeline out to the Wonder Bar and make sure they get all in, you know, get the load in going on. That's going to be serious. Yeah. But yeah, it all kicks off tonight at 8:30. DJ Doug Dutchmaster Spinning, aka Van Martin from the legendary Spiritual Res. Nice. He's also going to be playing in Dubdown, so he's doing super double duty.
Dig it.
Yeah, he's going to be raging at it all night. That kid is absolutely sick on guitar, too. If you guys ever get down tonight, if you get down tonight, you will be blown off the map. And they kick it off with a big boom with Dubdown. They're gonna go on right at 9 o'clock. So be there early.
And you know that this is gonna be one of those things, since it's all a bunch of cats that are old hat in the Boston music scene.
Oh, yeah.
It's gonna be one of those things where it's just gonna turn into a music orgy by 11:30. Everybody's gonna be playing with everybody else.
I imagine it will be the super jam at one point.
I got my guitar.
It sounds like a good time.
Yeah,
sounds
I mean, like that's that scene. Time. It's that community of, you know, the dub reggae scene in Boston, which is odd. You wouldn't think there would be such a thriving scene in Boston of all places, you know,
or well,
legendary rock town, you know, ska music, but this, like, the dub reggae scene here, it's
intense.
Amazing.
It's good.
There's a whole lot of I mean, at least like coming out of the dub reggae scene, like, especially like you have bands like Rising Tribe, Spiritual Res, and they have that kind of, they have that island influence, and it's just like you look at the cats in the band and you're like, what?
Yeah, they definitely don't look like they're from the islands.
Wait,
mostly.
What? It doesn't make any sense. Like, it's very very jarring to see the people and hear the music. But there's a thriving underground scene that's appreciated on the festival scene for certainly. But I don't know. I'd like to see more people out to those shows, because you definitely get some characters coming through who play elsewhere. And you're just like, oh, holy shit!
For sure. You know, I was at the Dub Apocalypse drum and bass clinic at Berkeley the other day. Nice. Tommy B and Nate Edgar went down there and they taught a class in drum and bass in relationship to roots music. Wow. And, you know, staying in the groove and stuff. Is really interesting. And I'm a bass player, so I was so into it. We all went out for lunch to Other Side Cafe right after that down on Newbury Street, sitting out on the patio and just talking about it, how, you know, Nate's influence is one thing, Tommy's is another. Tommy, the drummer from Dub Apocalypse, he's also the drummer in John Brown's Body. And he was talking about his major influences growing up were certainly not reggae. Mm. Absolutely not. He was really into Slayer. He was going on and on about that.
Ha! If you look at him, he looks like a Slayer.
He does.
Fan.
He's all, yeah. He does. He looks like he just walked out of a Slayer show. But I totally related to that, because as a kid, I grew up listening to heavy metal and prog metal and stuff like that. You know, I was real into that. And then, you know, out of nowhere, you hear this brand of reggae that they play, and it's, you know, a hodgepodge of classic rock, dub music, and jazz, and straight up funk.
Yep.
You know, and they lay it all together, and they, you know, they add their what they say they're gonna, they take their music and then they dub it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's kind of their thing they were talking about at the show. Like, it was kind of funny. But they have a unique flavor. It's gonna be great. And then, you know, the Allstonians are Allston legends. I was listening to them last night when I got home. I got home super late from Dub Apocalypse. We were out all
night. It was a good night last night. Last night was a lot of fun.
We went from Dub Apocalypse to Tavern at the End of the World to South Street Diner back to Brighton. Oh, my God. It was destroyed. But I got home, and I was up for about an hour, you know, tweeting and Facebooking in the middle of the night.
Yeah. What we all do at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning.
And I started listening to the Allstonians, and I got uplifted, and all of a sudden it was like I drank a cup of coffee. I was like, this is no good.
This
music's getting me amped up. I'm going to go on the radio at a time in the afternoon that I may usually be just getting up. So, mm-hmm.
I woke up this afternoon and I saw I missed a call from you an hour earlier, and I was like, oh, balls.
Oh, balls.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but I'm looking forward to tonight. I'm
looking forward to tonight.
Really excited about DJ Dustmaster. Van's going to be spinning all kinds of classic AM radio hits from the early 70s and 60s. It's going to be great.
It's going to be a good time.
I'm pretty stoked about this.
I'm excited. I can't wait. Tonight, Wonder Bar, 8:30.
Get there awesome earlier, mass. You're not going to get in.
Yep. It's gonna be a sellout, I think. This is going to be... Yeah.
Oh, we're going to sell out. It's going to happen tonight, that's for sure. It's going to be pretty ridiculous tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. We're going to run into a quick little break, come back with some discussion, and then run into a live performance with Amber Ladd.
Oh, snap. Uh-oh.
So stay tuned. UnregularRadio.com. This is Three Strange Women, and I am, as always, your little MC, Miss Jackie. Keep it locked.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M. Just put your paws up, 'cause you were born this way, baby. My mama told me when I was young, we're our own superstars. She rolled my hair, put my lipstick on, in the glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause it made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up and you'll go far. Listen to me, what I say. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends. Celebrate, give, rejoice the truth. And the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. Baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, Shola, or Orient made, I'm on the right track. Baby, I was born.
ocean. I realized quickly when I knew I should. Oh, what's going on? My life is still
celebratory way. I don't think that that's a bad thing.
No, it isn't. I'm not saying that her wearing the shirt is a bad thing. I'm just saying that she's like, oh, I didn't want to make a stink because my kids were there. That's why I'm calling you guys now and telling you guys about it. Okay, I get it. If you're going to wear a Marriage is So Gay t-shirt to Dollywood.
But why is that? I don't understand why.
I don't think it's that big of a deal.
I don't even think it's anything. Like, I think a straight person could wear it. I could wear that shirt. Marriage is So Gay. Why is it bad? I don't get why the shirt is bad.
It's not the shirt that's bad. It's the policies at Dollywood, which are at this point, it is an antiquated policy. It's something that should be changed. The whole perception of family understanding is changing. Yeah. I think that that's something that may have been kind of understood going to Dollywood, is that they're not going to appreciate a Marriage is So Gay t-shirt.
Maybe. I don't know. For me, I'm just like,
it's not like you're going in with a finger with, I mean, like a t-shirt with two big middle fingers on it. Like, it's
or
not,
like, no. Some shirts that get worn around
the... Look at Tennessee's marijuana laws.
Fuck,
like,
there's
cannabis laws.
Fuck Tennessee.
Okay, you look at those
don't
laws.
Don't blow them up. Just don't go there.
And then you understand that this is Tennessee.
Yeah, okay. I see what you're
saying. And you're at a theme park in Tennessee.
I see what you're saying.
And the family values of Tennessee.
Just where does it end? Where does it end? Shirts that say statements that have the word gay in them or something, like where it ends.
Well,
it's just
know,
weird to me that they would ever do that.
At a family theme park like Dollywood, I mean, it's not... I can't even believe a progressive person in life would attend Dollywood, first of all. Of all places to go in Tennessee.
Polls that would have been controversial. Marriage is So Gay, to me, is not a controversial statement whatsoever.
It's not a controversial statement, but it's taking it... It's in context for the situation.
Right. I do see what you're saying.
And in this situation, the context is skewed on both sides. And I really think that people, like anybody who's looking at it's kind of...
I don't think those two situations.
It's completely valid, because if you think about it, like, I'm walking into a situation where people are indoctrinated. People at Dollywood are indoctrinated to feel a certain way because they are the general public of Tennessee.
Right.
Wholesome Americana.
Exactly. Right. So you have this indoctrinated population, and I'm going to walk in and I'm going to stir the pot a little bit.
I don't think it's right to really make a big deal about it, though. I think if you want to admit that you're gay and show it via a t-shirt, fine.
No, they didn't make a big deal about it. They're like, listen, can you turn your shirt inside out, or can we give you another shirt? Like, they're just trying not to make waves for the rest of their customers. Like, they're trying to keep their business. Like,
I guess that's a fair,
you know what I mean?
Trying, like, not to tick off other customers.
Exactly. Like, they have to take into account the entire population of the park, not just these one people who are coming in. Like, it's like, you don't wear a bikini to a fancy French restaurant. Where, like, you know what I mean? Like, there are certain things that you take into account in terms of interaction in society. And if you're gonna be a grown up and you're gonna make a point about gay marriage, you do it intelligently with your fucking mouth, not with a t-shirt.
Absolutely. You pick and choose your spots. If you're gonna put yourself out there and put yourself on display, I mean, of all places, are you really going to make your point known at Dollywood?
I just feel like that type of person. I just totally feel like the type of person to wear a shirt, like, honestly, and go to Tennessee and be like, yeah. Like, and I'm not, like, an antagonistic person.
Who are you to judge what they're wearing?
I'm not an antagonistic person. Like, I'm really not. I'm not, like, not a peacemaker. I'm completely a peacemaker. I swear to you. But it's like...
It's fun to get a little involved and figure out what the hell, like...
Well, you have...
Like, people get that upset.
I don't know. You get folks who like to stir the pot.
It's easy to piss someone off.
And it's kind of funny.
It's a pot-stirring thing.
Yes, I know it. I know it. I hear what you're saying.
And that's fine. Everybody, like, it's cool to push buttons. I love to push buttons. I mean, I tie a string around the handles of coffee mugs and put them in the washing machine, so when people take them out, they get slimy string on their hands, and they think it's gross. Like, it's just something to do to give people willies a little bit. Like, it makes me happy. I like freaking people out a little bit. Like, I mean, sometimes I do that with my t-shirts. I mean, I used to have aggressive facial piercings. I used to have dreadlocks. Like, I get it. I get the poking buttons mentality. I love it. But when you have an issue, a hotbed issue, that the politics of our entire country are starting to turn on, like, these hotbed issues, like medical marijuana, like legalization, decriminalization, gay marriage, the debt ceiling issues, raising taxes, all of these things where we're changing legislation and we're changing laws, take it fucking seriously.
I agree with you,
like,
on that.
I mean, people who go out there and they buy the cute little, like, pundit t-shirts, like, hey, rock and roll, that's a part of pop culture. But if you're using that to make a political statement, like, why not use your own voice? Why not write a letter? Why not write a letter to Dollywood and say, like, hey, listen, like, I know, that, like, now I know, coming back, that I can't wear this shirt. What can I do to change this? Mm-hmm. What can I do to change the fact that, like, I want to be able to wear this shirt, that you made that change? Right. And that for proves sure. to people that they can make that change.
Right. Don't put your kids in front of it.
You exactly.
Wake up this, yeah, that's
gonna,
where I get a little draw the line.
I'm
going
to take my kids with me to Dollywood and wear a shirt that's going to have everybody staring at them and make them feel alienated.
We've all made the assumption that this person wore this shirt for this purpose. That's an assumption that we've all made, and yeah. It's a pretty big one, because if I have a bunch of shirts in my rotation, not saying that she didn't, I'm not saying she didn't either, but I'm saying that there is a possibility exists that this is a human being who doesn't consider that shirt offensive in the same way that I don't consider that shirt offensive and just wore it because she fucking wore the fucking shirt.
Yeah, no.
So, like,
that's actually when we started the segment, I said even if she didn't understand right. that, when she gets
when it
there,
happened,
then she has to understand that, like, hey, you know what? Maybe I made a wardrobe
malfunction.
So
she didn't turn it
today.
Inside out and they left instead?
No. She turned it inside out, went through the park with her kids, and then the next day, or like a couple of days later, she got a hold of someone and was just like, oh man, you know what really sucks? They wouldn't let me wear my marriage is gay t-shirt. And a lot of this is skewed by the media that's involved.
True.
We wouldn't know unless we actually spoke with this woman.
Let's call her.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's see if we can nail this down for a couple of weeks from now.
Get her on the phone.
Yeah, man, that'd be awesome.
Let's call her up.
and figure out exactly what the motivation was behind that, because it's like, as a lesbian in Tennessee and in that culture, like, I mean, she's probably facing some battles of her own.
Yeah,
so
without
a
doubt.
Maybe is she from Tennessee? Is she a tourist? That might
know.
Be an interesting thing to
I don't know.
Too.
I would really love to hear her side of it and see what the motivation was behind it, if there was motivation or not.
Right.
I don't
totally disagree with her not making a stink in front of her kids. I'm not sure whether if she, I feel like if she'd flipped out, we'd be sitting here going, that bitch flipped out. Why didn't she leave the park and be calm? You know what I mean? I think she did it okay on the
being calm
and leaving.
Yeah. She didn't leave. She turned her
inside. She turned inside out. She complied.
Okay.
Which is
okay.
Respectful about it.
Which is like,
yeah, that was
that's
cool,
right? Yeah. You don't want to start a fight in front of your kids.
Later on, I think part of this is it's been blown up by the media afterwards.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
So, I mean, and we're
totally.
Kind of playing into that.
We are nicely. Blowing it up right here in our media.
Yes, we are.
So, damn it. The man's gotten me again.
Damn it, those
foiled again.
Oh, man. Well,
no, I see what you're saying, though. I really do.
Yeah.
Totally.
It could be avoided, but at the same time, somebody's making
marriage
that
is
point.
So gay.
Marriage is so gay.
That's
regardless.
My point.
That's the point.
There's a sign in Joy's house that says, we have a friend, Joy. She'll be on Geek Bee later tonight. In her house that says, gay marriage. It's a gay marriage ribbon. It says, gay marriage. And it says, everyone should have the right to be miserable.
Exactly.
I like it. That's cute. Well, on that note, I think we should go into some live music. How about, how do you feel about that, Amber Ladd?
I feel okay about that.
All right, well,
and I do have this guitar in my hands.
You have
so that makes it easier, music-wise.
Yes.
Oh dear. All right.
tell us what you got for us.
Okay. I have a new song. I wanted to do to run through a couple of those electric ones with my like pedal. However, I couldn't lug everything onto the T, so acoustic it is. But I did write a new song. So it's pretty new. Yay. Almost no one's heard it. I've only done it once before. So.
Oh, cool. Nice. Well, intro.
It's called One More Song.
Thank you. supposed to do to keep myself from loving you. No idea what I'd say, even if there was a way. I guess you won't wanna come around, and I'm lost wherever I might have found. Don't know what I'm supposed to do, so I do what I know how to. One more song, one more song to you. One more song, one more song, one more song to you. One more song, one more song, one more song to you. Don't know what I'm supposed to do to keep myself from loving you. No idea what I'd say, even if there was a way. Guess you won't wanna come around, and I'm lost what I might have found. Don't know what I'm supposed to do, so I do what I know how to. One more song, one more song, one more song.
That was awesome. do you have time for another one?
Yeah, sure. I would like to do another one.
I would love to hear another song. One. That was all an right. incredible song.
Well, thank you. I think it needs more. But anyway, all right.
I love it. Thank you. Keep going.
Okay.
What do you got for us now?
I'm going to do a cover.
Okay, cool.
I know that you were here last time I did the other Jewel song.
Yes, I was.
You liked it?
I loved it.
I'm going to do this one. Let's see if I can play it properly.
I was thinking that I might fly today, just to disprove all the things that you say. Doesn't take a talent to meet
words can crush things that are unseen. So please be careful with me. I'm sensitive and I like to stay that way. You always tell me that it's impossible to be respected and be a girl. Why's it gotta be so complicated? Why you gotta tell me if I'm baited? So please be careful with me. I'm sensitive and I like to stay that way. I have this theory that if we're told we're bad, then that's the only idea we'll ever have. Maybe if we are surrounded in beauty, someday we will become what we see. Anyone can start a conflict. It's harder still to disregard it. Rather see the world from another angle. We are everyday angels. Be careful with me, 'cause I like to stay that way.
Thank you so much, Amber.
Well played, Miss Lab.
Incredible.
Not exactly.
I almost forgot the entire thing, but it was cool. I got through it. Vocally, it turned out fine.
You did excellent.
Thank you very much.
It was a pleasure to have you on today.
It was cool to be your first performance ever, Jackie.
You
That's
are my
wicked.
First performance ever. That's
I love
a special
that.
Thing.
That's
my
never
going to
be gone. That's right.
That is forever. That is some forever,
forever
type of
ever.
Shit.
Forever.
No. Today was a good day.
Yeah.
We've got about 10 minutes left in the show.
That's it?
Yeah.
Whoa.
That was the fastest hour ever.
Wow.
It flies.
It's getting good now. I'm liking
really
this.
Flies.
I like
traveled
this.
Here.
Yeah.
Time traveled. Sweet.
I got a time travel to Austin now and go.
Give us one more plug of.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
This
tonight,
awesome benefit.
Wonder Bar, 9 o'clock, Dub Down, Dub Apocalypse, 100% of the proceeds go to charity. This is going to be an amazing night of music, and we're all going to be there to do a really great thing for each other, making donations and such as it feels good.
Yep.
You know, and we have the sickest night of reggae ever in the history of Boston. It's
yep.
I'm so excited. I can't wait to get out of here, actually, to go, like, get
going.
Immerse myself in the night, you know?
Yeah.
Got to get the show on the road.
Yep.
That's it.
Stoked, kid.
Well, I'm excited to
see
pumped. Everybody.
I am pumped for this.
Once again, I would like to thank everybody in the Unregular Radio community for inviting me over here the last few weeks. And
you're welcome
Ramel
anytime,
and Citywide Blackout and Matthew James and the Grassroots and such.
Sweet.
Grassroots Radio Wednesdays. It's
great. Unregular, so the shit.
It yeah. is. This is a. It's a great community of people, and everybody's like, you know, they bring the good vibes over here at the station. Mm-hmm. So,
nice.
Great night tonight, Alston, Wonder Bar, 9 o'clock. Be there, and bring your dancing shoes.
Oh yeah, or your refrigerator.
Oh, your refrigerator. Dance my ass off. Oh my
I've
god,
I've got the duct tape.
Excellent. If anybody can bring a refrigerator-sized box. I'm pretty sure.
Please do not donate refrigerators tonight at the charity.
No, we don't need a refrigerator. We need a refrigerator size box. I'm pretty sure that Lucas would let me off the hook for the same thing if I had to dress up like a refrigerator and stand on the dance floor. Although I'm not sure how that would go. Don't bring a refrigerator size box.
Don't bring a full
yeah,
refrigerator
yeah, don't do
size
that.
Box.
Just, forget it.
Just
forget.
We're gonna let you unload that on Harvard Avenue.
Yeah, no. I'm not looking for a refrigerator.
If the costume's good though, you can wear it.
Yeah, I'm just not looking for a refrigerator. So bring some money to donate. Bring your ass to shake.
I'm doing it.
bring a friend to shake your ass with.
Yes.
Like, you, I mean, guys, it's a short list. It's a really short list. I
you
mean,
know what I say?
Money, ass, friend.
Money, ass, friend. You know what I say?
What's that?
I don't trust you if you don't like reggae music.
Oh.
I heard you say that.
I do.
I have heard you say that.
I've heard you say
that. I usually say don't trust a man with two first names.
Whoa. That's true. He's a serial killer. They
actually
all have two first names.
Benny's one of the few exceptions to that rule.
Benny's one of the few exceptions. Okay.
Because it's a longer name. I mean...
Yeah, it's got several syllables.
There's multiple syllables. Yeah.
If you have difference. Like somebody with two first names and they're like one syllable each, that's
well, like Jim Bob.
Yeah,
like that.
If that, no, like Rick James.
Yeah,
that kind of guy. You know that that guy is going to be up to nothing but trouble.
Yeah, I'm not going to loan that guy $50.
Absolutely.
I'm sure Rick James would have never asked me for $50, but if I had $50
or like Mike Scott,
yeah, that's
names
another one
like that.
Oh, dude.
I mean, they're all over the place in sports.
Just saying.
Oh, two first names. Got you. I thought you meant two first names and a last name.
No.
But now I totally understand what you mean.
Like,
a last name that is also a first name.
My prime example, and this doesn't have anything to do with how awesome they are, but my prime example for two first names is Bruce Wayne. All right? I'm just like, hey,
you
take
know
a good
that
one.
Guy's going to be hiding something.
You know he's going to be hiding something. He's not going to tell you the truth. If you get to know his secret, you're in immediate danger.
Absolutely.
Like, I mean, really.
Everyone that's in the know is always getting kidnapped.
Yeah, you don't want to be homies with Bruce Wayne. And it's nothing personal. It probably just has to do with the fact that he has two first names and he's Batman. I mean,
exactly.
Clark Kent, liar.
Absolutely. These guys are hiding something.
Definitely has an alter ego.
Peter Parker.
I'm just saying.
Same thing.
Liar.
Just saying. Holy shit.
But yeah, so do you mind if I send out some birthday wishes?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, so I've been doing this Twitter thing, and somebody from over at Revelry Festival got a hold of us through the intern account, and it is not his birthday today, but we're celebrating it anyway because he hates it so much. He is the last great hope for mankind. He really is. It's a 90 Savant. I don't have a good story for you, buddy. I'm sorry. It's the end of the show. I didn't prepare it all. I was so busy thinking about other things that I didn't prepare a story. But happy unbirthday, and hope everything goes good. Hope Revelry Festival kicks off this or next year and is going to be absolutely amazing. If you're interested in any vending, any art, or just getting involved, you can get a hold of them at their Facebook page. Just search Revelry Festival. They're on Facebook at Revelry Festival. You can also hashtag Revelry. And it's a great festival to get involved with. They're great people to get involved with. And they're just an absolute hoot and a riot. Even on Twitter. I mean, they helped me get my shit set up so I could run Spotify. Like, just cool. Absolutely nice people. Like, I mean, just discussing, like, computer options, Linux, music. These guys will take 144 characters and school the shit out of you. Just absolutely wonderful folks and really glad to be involved. So thanks a bunch, 90 Savant, and happy not birthday.
Not a birthday. You know whose birthday it is today?
He's 104 years old, by the
Whoa,
way.
Whoa, 104.
He's 104.
Old. 104 years young.
Yeah, 104 years young.
Wow.
It's a kidlet.
Whose birthday is it actually today?
It's Jerry Garcia's birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Really?
He was born today, August 1st, 1942.
Nice.
It's no coincidence that tonight's disaster benefit is
on
the same day.
It's meant to happen. It
My
was
goodness.
Part of the
Dude, the stars aligned. What other day would you want to come and
Wait,
be
did
charitable
you, Did you plan
upon?
That in advance?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
Remember, it was August 1st. By July 1st, we had the show booked.
Yep.
And then...
The past month has kind of been a whirlwind, and actually, I would like to say thank you to the Boston Globe. They put me in their events listing.
Nice. That's a big deal. That's
I don't
cool.
know if like I don't know if the publications here in Boston have really intense spam filters or what, but if you're listening, I do charity events probably about once a month, and I email you, and either you don't get them, but you're not posting about them. That's upsetting.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Add me to your list.
Know
I'll
who
totally
you are.
Post.
You know
you are now
who you
on
are.
Notice.
Well, speaking of thanks, I want to thank you guys all again.
When we sell this out with a Boston Globe events listing and Unregular Radio helping us out and the word of mouth and all the fun folks that have been involved, it's just going to prove that we don't need paper.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're good.
I got a mouth. I don't need paper.
Awesome. All right. Thanks again, Casey, Amber Ladd, and Benny, for keeping it real with me today in the studio.
Fun. This show rocks.
Yeah,
for sure.
This is my little baby. This is fun for me. I'm doing it out of the goodness of my heart to raise some awareness.
Can we get a round of applause for everybody today?
Yes, we can.
Yay, us! Hell yeah. Yay us.
Yay us.
Yay listening audience. And come out tonight to Wonder Bar and have some fun.
Yeah, come out to Wonder Bar. Have some fun. Stay tuned on Unregular Radio. Next week, I'm going to have a new friend of mine, Ashley Amberbottom, come in.
Nice.
And tell us about what she does and her story and everything. She also is on a show on Unregular Radio on Sundays. I'll let her tell you more about that. I'm planning to have my buddy that I had in last week, Chris Despris, to come in and talk about a potential sponsorship we're going to get going with DWBStudios.com. They do business cards and flyers and t-shirts and cool stuff like that, and so that could be a cool little networking scheme to get going, and he'll come in to talk about that with us, and we'll take it from there. But stay tuned on Unregular Radio. This is the only place you're going to find stuff like this.
Hell yeah.
Three Strange Women, Miss Jackie, Benny Amber, and Casey. This is August 1st, 2011. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll be back next week.